Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to another dual broadcast of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast and the Everything Church-Related Podcast. That's right, folks. If we're doing a dual broadcast, you know we have something special going on today. We've brought back for another round. We're going to get him punch drunk here shortly. But Tom Donnan, our good friend Tom Donnan, he's an author, a prophet, a prayer warrior, an intercessor. And Tom actually died in February of 2006. He's only dead a couple minutes in the natural before the doctors revived him, but those few minutes changed his life and his destiny. Now, on our program last time, or actually a couple of sessions ago, he talked about those few moments. Then we talked about his new book. Now, when we left off last time, we entered a new prophetic season, as it were. And it was announced to Tom and myself, actually, on the same day, because I sent a message off to Tom, I believe it was, that I told you, you know, the dream or something that I had. I said, you know, what do you think about this? And then you'd say, man, I got this thing, too. So it was all the same day, and that's where we set up this interview. If you missed any of our past episodes, you need to go back and listen to them. Just find Tom Donnan at www.kcrpodcast.com, and his interviews will pull up. We got 246, 247, 248, 249, or whatever the last one was. I forgot, but I'll put it in the show notes anyway. But folks, you need to get in tune, and I say that word on purpose, with what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. Last time, Tom, we talked about what happened on March 20th. I'm going to allow you to catch people up on that with your vision. We talked about, what does repentance mean and the gift that the Lord has that is opened by repentance. And we talked about a season of transfer. So if you could briefly go over those things to catch up our audience. And then I got a new question for you. So I'll take it from there. I'll turn it over to you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Pastor Bob. I'm excited to being here in the show today and to be able to speak to you and to your radio audience and to be able to share. You know, that's the thing. When something happens, I think to myself, okay, Lord, how in the world do I get this message out? You know, and you are blessing me by able to share what has happened, because we did have a season change. Amen. You know, and that happened on March 20th, just at like 12:02. And when God is excited about something, he does it right in the first minutes of the day. And so that's what happened on March 20th, is that a season change had taken place where God is releasing more of his Holy Spirit. And that, and of course, what he likes is that they have us move into repentance now. Repentance has been a hard sell. And so if people don't necessarily are interested in doing it, but he's presented this to me in such a way that is that by entering into repentance, we will be tremendously blessed with more of him by removing mm-hmm. these sins that hinder us from coming close. And so this is a tremendous thing to be able to share with people, because they are going to be blessed. Now, I like to say that I am an experiential Christian. And what I mean by that is that I experience the Trinity often, and if it should ever stop, I would be devastated. Whether it be once a week or several times a week, I am always making myself available to the Holy Spirit to be able to receive from him so that I can have direction, blessing, be in an intimate relationship with him. It is absolutely awesome to have this type of relationship, and this is what I try to share with people. Is Amen. To be able to come into this type of relationship, clean the spiritual atmosphere so that they can open themselves up in an atmosphere that is a relative safety, because there is good and there is evil. And so we want to make sure that we are in a good cleansed atmosphere, that spiritual house cleaning. That's why I had written that book. And to enter in, because God is releasing a new move to where he wants to be with us in our churches, in our homes, and in our lives.
Amen. Well, tell us what happened on March 20th. What was the vision?
Okay, in the vision.
Briefly recap that.
I was in a rectangular room, and I was with a man that was carrying a foot-cubed box, and he was carrying it like it was the most precious thing in the world. And so we had moved into a smaller room where repentance was taking place. And so in the repentance, God had showed me the representative of a church, which is a daughter. The daughter is often referred to as a symbolism of the church. So there was two daughters that were in there, probably 14 and 16 were about their ages. And as I placed my hand on the younger daughter, the power started to flow into her. Now, I didn't mention this before, but this, so people can get a grasp of this, is that the power of the Holy Spirit is like an electrical shock. Without the pain, you feel that sense of the power flowing through you. And that's the God's power to create something from nothing. What it is that he wants to release, he creates it through the power. And so I felt a small release of the flow of the power into the younger girl who was receiving this. And then I placed my hand on the older girl, which I think is more maturity. Is that it was absolutely amazing the amount of power that flowed into her. I could see lightning bolts, like lightning shooting, you know, into the top of her head. And I was stunned, absolutely stunned by this message. And standing right next to me is this man with a box. And so I saw that there was a connection. First, the room was for repentance. Then God's releasing the power through the Holy Spirit for the repentance to take place for the purpose of the gift being opened. And only he can open the gift. And so this is what the change is that he's releasing provisions for us to come into repentance because he wants to be with us.
Amen. Now, we talk about a season of transfer. As this transfer, the Holy Spirit that has given us the power for understanding true repentance?
Well, the Holy Spirit is the avenue by which we can move into this. And so without him, of course, we can't do it. I mentioned to people, you know, before we're born again, we are at the mercy of our spiritual dynamic. We can only move downward. We cannot spiritually move upward until we are born again. And then when we are born again, we can move upward and upward and upward. You know, the Apostle Paul says we are moved from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. And so now when we experience him, we experience him in an ever-growing type of dynamic to understand who our Father God is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is. And so when the Holy Spirit releases these things for us to be able to receive, is that it's like a call. It's a call to come closer. You know, and sometimes our sin that we house inside of us or our resistance or rebellion or whatever it might be that holds us back, he's giving us the power to overcome that, to be overcomers and to move forward in our spirit, man, to be able to be more developed and more growing. You know, the thing in the scripture, I like Romans 8:28, you know, it says, for we know that all those who love God and called according to his purpose, you know, he releases provisions for us to be able to be overcomers. That's not in that word is not in that scripture. But the next one is the one that I really want to get to. So we are transformed into the image of his son.
Yeah.
Now, amen. Jesus is the perfect picture of healthiness, and healthiness allows us to live life in a wonderful way.
Jesus is also the perfect picture of the Father.
And, amen.
You know, I mean, he's created in the Father's image. We're created in Jesus' image. So we are created. Our inner spirit man is created in the image of God.
Yes.
I mean, I am so good looking, I just can't stand it. You know?
Me too.
It's his house that's so ugly.
Man, oh man. So the power is to help us to become more the image of Jesus so that we can be blessed in a relationship with him, but also having come from a very difficult background, I am now to a place of healthiness where I enjoy life and I don't have to struggle with the things that I have endured in the past. Amen. And that's the whole purpose of being called forward in this. And so that's the other part of repentance, is that there is spiritual, emotional healing that takes place that enables us to be freer, you know, the liberty. There is a lot of liberty in Jesus. And so when we move forward and move away from the darkness or the sin, we become freer. And it's absolutely wonderful life.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the day and time in which we live. All right. Now, have we entered, in your opinion, have we entered what's called a time of acceleration? And if totally, so, what does that mean?
I totally agree with that statement. And the thing is that I first became aware of it probably maybe about 4 weeks ago in a dream. Mm-hmm. I felt the acceleration. And my first human response to it was, I don't know that I like this because things were happening so fast. Mm-hmm. You know, and I
think that's when I messaged you because I sensed the same thing.
Okay, yeah. Yep. You see, that's kind of like in tune in the spirit, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was the same night. Exactly the same thing.
And, man, oh, man.
It was something that happened. I don't remember, recall what it was now, but it may have been, you know, Syria or Turkey or something happening. I can't remember. But, you know, I remember I messaged you. I said, you know, this is a sign. I think, you know, things are starting to accelerate now. And then you came back. You sensed the same thing. And so, yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, Daniel, I believe, isn't that where the angel told Daniel, not in the end times, knowledge will increase more and more?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
You know, it says that people will go to and fro and that knowledge will increase. And that in itself is an amazing thing because of the computer.
Yep.
Is that when they were first conceived, you know, there was a wonderful thing. But then in the last 10 years, they would say that every 18 months it was double. And now it's double.
I think it's every 2 months, isn't it?
It's getting to the point. Yeah. And I heard about quantum computers, and that's just going to change the dynamic of it.
It will.
And so... that in itself is a confirmation that things are accelerating. But the thing that we're talking about is the acceleration of spiritual events that moving forward.
It's all tied together.
Yes.
I remember, you know, back, you're talking about computers. I'm an avid space freak, okay? I mean, I'm all into, you know, things to go up. You know? Especially, I'm looking forward to the day when I launch, too. But, you know, the Apollo moon missions, they had to have what was called a service module about the size of a minivan attached to the space capsule, which was basically their computer, you know. And with the space shuttle, which was just, you know, what, 10, 15 years later in its design, the computer power shrunk down enough where they could put three computers in the space shuttle. Yeah. And it basically took up an entire wall, and each computer had more power than what the entire command module had for Apollo. And now, your smartphone that you're holding in your hand has more processing speed than one of the computers that were on the space shuttle. I mean, you know, think about how much technology has advanced over those 40 years. Yeah. That, you know, what took a room full of computers on the ground, sending information to a computer the size of a minivan up in space, and, basically using the old dial-up modem technology, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the data link, you know. If anybody ever heard a data link, it's just, you know, like Morse code. And, you know, now, I mean, when I was in the military, I was in air defense artillery. We had to have a separate van all by itself that housed nothing but the computer.
Wow.
And then when they did the new upgrades, we could fit the computer in half of a van. So, you know, instead of having two vans, a control van and the computer van, we had it all in one. And now, you know, with the, you see these Patriot missile batteries, you know, shooting down missiles in Iraq and all that, those things are about the size of a laptop computer. You know, I mean, technology has advanced so much because in the end times, knowledge will increase more and more. And like we said, and knowledge is basically doubling every 2 months now. I mean, these are things that the Holy Spirit has given to show us in the end times. And why is that the case? Because the devil is going all in. He's putting everything he's got and trying to keep people distracted. Think about, you know, back when we were growing up, our distraction was Howdy Doody and Captain Kangaroo and maybe Popeye on television. That was it. You know, Bozo the Clown in some markets, right?
Yeah.
But nowadays, kids, you go to any
any coffee shop and just sit down and watch, I can guarantee 99% of the people in there are looking at their phone.
Yeah.
You know, we're like a bunch of zombies, you know, technological zombies walking around. And that's the devil's trap, you know, is to get people so distracted, all of a sudden they don't have time to go to church. Wow. They don't have time for God. And that's all the devil's plan. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Go for it, brother.
Well, now that brings up another interesting issue, which is we feed off of each other during these conversations. No. And I had just gotten a new desktop. I like that version for home. And it had Windows 10. Now, I was an XP person, you know, program operating system XP, because it was a workhorse. But, of course, you know, with no support, it had to go to being the recent version. So I took a class, and I wanted to be able to understand how to fully work with this. And the instructor in there was a very knowledgeable guy who also said the same thing. He's very concerned about the students that he talks to at the community college, because he gives them a simple directive and they can't follow it because they are having the phone think for them.
Yep.
And so that's right. That was a very type of a scary thing. Now, this is going to be a branch off into something else, which is, I think would be appropriate here, is that I had decided that I was going to look into the old Orson Welles War of the Worlds radio program.
Oh, yeah.
And I had come to a little booklet that was a summary of what had happened. Now, this man was so concerned about people buying the media, radio media, hook, line, and sinker, that he decided he was going to challenge people by having this program. And three things happened. Excuse me. Is that there are those that had enough knowledge to realize that this wasn't happening. Then there are those that had the critical thinking to be able to check it out, call the police station, call the TV or the radio station, and to be able to get verification. And then there was a third who bought a hook, line, and sinker, packed up their car, and they headed for the hills.
Yep.
Okay. So now we have a very similar thing where we have media that is directing people in a way that is mostly, away from God. And without the critical thinking, it becomes very serious to be able to have them examine, well, what's going on here? Is there an agenda? What is the agenda? And what is trying to vie for my attention? And so we're at a loss right now because it's affecting a lot of people's lives. But at the same time, you have God releasing the provisions that we're talking about here in a time of acceleration. And in that acceleration, it's like a multiplication table of having the Holy Spirit increased in his activity and his power.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen a tsunami wave that was rolling across my community, and I thought to myself, I was in a church, in this vision, I was in a church service, and I saw the wave coming because there were glass doors in the position where it was at, and I turned to run for my life when the wave hit the church and it filled up the church. Now I'm floating in the church, and I started to notice, well, first of all, I'm not drowning. This is kind of like weird. And then I started to see people who were, you know, from the Pentecostal persuasion, they were speaking in tongues. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, doesn't this only happen with the Holy Spirit? You know? Mm. And then that's when I saw that there was giftings of all sorts, giftings of all sorts taking place as the people were immersed in this wave that had come upon the church.
Wow.
And so we're starting to see this type of activity flowing in our country. In this time of acceleration, because of the time being short. Now, you were talking about the computers before, you know, and I kind of get an image in my mind that we had a problem in the early church or the history of in the Old Testament, where whatever man put their mind to, they were going to accomplish. And so God came down to the Tower of Babel and gave them different languages to disperse them. And now we're at a place in time where no matter what man puts their mind to, I mean, they can put a little machine down on an asteroid somewhere way out in space.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Whatever we put our mind to, it seems like we're able to accomplish. And that can be a scary thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Look at Voyager 2. It's not even in the solar system anymore. And we're still talking to it.
Yeah. You know? I read something about that the other day, how they had gotten realigned so that they could communicate with it again.
Yeah, because they thought it was lost, and suddenly they got a data bleep that, you know, it was trying to reconnect. So, I mean, so it did it all by itself. It fixed itself, which was, it was programmed, there was a program on there where it could, you know, reboot its own computer and you know, so it was programmed to do that. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't somebody, you know, oh, let's tinker with it and we'll fix it for them and send it on its way. You know? Yeah. But it's just amazing that, you know, and from that far out, that they still had a satellite dish pick up its signal. I mean, yeah. It's just, you know, to me, if they can listen to a satellite that's not even in the solar system, how easy is it for them to listen to our cell phones?
You know, oh, no, that's another whole topic.
And we're going to have to save that one for the next one because we're running out of time. Oh, glory to God. That's why I say we could just, you know, we'll just open that can of worms. There's another show.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know. It flows from one thing to another, doesn't it?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, you talk about the War of the Worlds. We had that in Hawaii just a few weeks ago. You know,
how
they said,
so?
Oh, a nuclear weapon is, you know, North Korea launched a missile towards Hawaii. And the whole place went on shutdown. People were running around picking their kids up from school because they only had like 15 minutes till it was going to hit. You know, they're hiding in their basements and going to air raid shelters that hadn't been open in 40 years. You know, stuff like that. And then, oh, computer glitch. Sorry. Our mistake or whatever they said it was, you know. And people were really upset by that because they thought the world was about to end, you know.
And well, this is...
It ties right in with Orson Welles. You know, instead of calling up to verify, you know, hey, what's going on? Oh, false alarm, you know. They just, you know, a text message went on their phone. The end is near. And they bought it, you know. Hook, line, and sinker, just like you said. You
know? Man, oh, man. So, I mean, well, this is a great segue into another area. Excuse me. And the thing here about... this was probably about 15 years ago I had seen this, where the Lord was kind of like setting me aside. I've been in an area where he was developing me so that I could get Tom Donnan out of the way and be the representative that he wanted me to be for him. And so now that I have been moving out forward, I am starting to be able to grasp, you know, more things so that we can communicate these things. And so the thing about repentance really comes back to where there's like comfort. Comfort is in the way, right? As people just, so it gets so comfortable, they think, well, I don't know. I don't want to do that. You know, they get a little whiny maybe, you know? And so I was in this experience where he was setting me on the shelf for a while, and I was on a mountaintop, and I was looking down, and it was really beautiful. And this gentleman that I believe was an angel walked up next to me, and he pointed down into the valley. And it was beautiful green valley, and I started to see muddy water come into the valley. And then at that point, I realized, okay, that's when the work is going to start, that the rest period is over and that the work is going to start. Mm. So now you look what's happening in our country and around the world is that we've got such trauma that we've never seen. And I think a part of this is that if we move away from God, God removes himself, and the more he removes himself, the more problems we have, and we're starting to see these problems crop up everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, the example would be is that about 10 days ago, I had a person contact me that their friend, that their niece needed some help with a person in their family, and would you please help them because they can't seem to get help anywhere? And I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I had sent I was going to send an email, and within like minutes, I had an email in my box, and I'm thinking, well, they must really be desperate, right? Okay. So I'm contacting them, and I said, well, okay, I got prayers for you to be able to pray that I believe it's going to help. And as I'm doing this, the power of the Holy Spirit is just blowing over me, and I'm thinking, this is like really weird. This is good, Lord. You're involved in this, and you want to do some work. Well, here's what I had found out. They had prayed the prayers. The bondages, you know, the chains were loose. And things started happening right away. Mm. Okay? Well, then in future conversations through email, I found out they had my book of spiritual health cleaning, and those prayers were already there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but yeah. they weren't in a place of desperation.
Right. That's right.
And there That's was right. something that I was just having in the last 2 days. I was having a conversation with someone that was really hurting from the situation that they were in. And now they're willing to open up. Now, that's one of the things that I have a lot of problem with, is because I'm not a pastor.
Right.
No, I'm an author. I'm a lay minister. It's like I'm Amos. I'm the sheep herder. Come on. You know, Amen. God's going to talk to you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but when they get under pressure, they're willing to go outside the normal channels to be able to see, okay, Lord, are you in this? And then in these two cases, they're finding out that, yes, the Lord is in this. And so now as the muddy water is being released and we're seeing more problems taking place, it's pushing people out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And they're moving to areas that they wouldn't examine before. And so this is why I tell people, you know, this is the hardest part with my books. You've read them. This lady publicist, Helen, that we both know, she's
Cook.
A wonderful woman. Yeah. She read my book, and she emailed me back. She goes, Tom, I feel the Holy Spirit flowing right into me as I'm reading your book.
Amen.
No?
Amen.
And so it's kind of hard for people to grasp, but there's something out there is available that's not the norm.
Yeah.
And I come up against this all the time. This is why we're talking, so that people can be able to grasp that there's something different mm-hmm. going on here.
Well, Tom, so, we're all out of time. We're all out of time again today. Oh, man. I think that clock is wrong. Well, see, we're just talking about acceleration. So I think that clock is running a little fast.
Whoa. I can't believe it.
Will you come back for another session?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Amen. Folks, I got to get this clock there, or at least get one that runs slow. I don't know. One or the other. But, folks, that's really all the time we have today. Tom, give us your contact information real quick before we go off the air.
I can be found at my Facebook page, which is Healing the Nation Ministries. And I post articles, interviews, dreams, visions that are there. And then also, too, they can email me at healingthenation1776@gmail.com.
All right, and tell us about the free gift you got right now.
April 29th until May 3rd, your radio audience can go to Amazon, go to the search box, look for me, Tom Donnan. My books will come up, and in the Kindle version, they are going to be free. Please download all of them.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Folks, go get these books. I've read them. And like he said, the power of God flows through those books. Because why? Because he's talking about the Word of God. And the Word is alive. It is a living Word. Praise God. All right. Glory to God. Don't get me preaching. Hallelujah. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. We're going to try and get Tom to come back again, and we'll continue the conversation another time. Till then, this is Pastor Bob Till with Tom Donner reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.